weekend, pals. It's John Peel's Music on BFBS with the first cold of the season, but you won't catch me complaining. This is the John Spencer Blues Explosion. I'll do what I can. That's the John Spencer Blues Explosion, Love All of Me, from the current and excellent LP, well reviewed almost everywhere, I think. Now I Got Worry. And this next is Prolapse, a remix of TCR. Doesn't seem to be going to go. Well, this is, I'll tell you what, that's the reason why. Oh dear.
I'm gonna make you mine.
That's Prolapse, TCR Remix, and it comes from the compilation CD associated with the second Camden Crawl in, of all places, Camden in London. And typically, of course, I was probably bragging on the last week's edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS that I was going to go on the Camden Crawl, and inevitably I ended up by doing absolutely nothing of the sort because I was caught up at home doing other things, mainly listening to dance remixes in a desperate attempt to beat the pile down a little bit, but there you go. Maybe next year I'll get along to it, who can say. This is Heavyweight and a track called Infinity. This one's not going either. This is most interesting. What's You thought you'd fool me, didn't you? We'll be right back. top tune in the clubs, I'm advised. That's by Heavyweight. It's called Infinity. And again, extraordinarily good reviews for the latest LP from Gallon Drunk. I sort of thought they'd given it up, I must admit, and I'd rather, was despairing of them in a way. But this LP has been extremely well received. This is The Big Payoff. Gallon Drunk, a track from their LP In the Long Still Night, and it's called The Big Payoff. And as I said at the beginning of the programme, I've got a bit of a cold, so this is my excuse for getting things wrong, if and when I do. That, and along with the fact I have to admit to you that on one of the banker monitors here in the BFBS studios, we've got a kind of film of, well, I suppose it's cross-country motorcycle people falling off, really. And it's sort of falling into water. There they go now. I wish you were with us. You'd enjoy it hugely. One of those things you'd be quite pleased to have a tape of, so you could just watch it when you felt bad and know that other people were having a much worse time than you, and doing it voluntarily too, extraordinarily. This is PJ Harvey, Rope Bridge Crossing. Oh,
And I remember everything. Sunrise on a blue horizon. You, your hand in mine. I remember the things you said. The ground beneath my feet, and I move like music. You move me like music. Head out of my way. Head out to red light. Hold on, the dream says.
Stuff indeed. John Parrish and Polly Jean Harvey from the LP Dance Hall at Louse Point, and that was Road Bridge Crossing. This next is very highly collectible, I'm sure, sort of rather lurid green, yellowy green vinyl, single-sided, 7-inch single to advertise the forthcoming LP by MLO, or the current LP by MLO. This is some kind of a remix from DJ Food. I think the track's called Sonic Soup, but may not be.
Something. time. Sometimes the dark side will become what we can call bitter angels of the future.
Unless a DJ would have forgotten about that little bit at the end, of course. That's MLO, remixed, as far as I can tell, by DJ Food. And anything else I can tell you about it? Oh, the original, anyway, comes from the... perhaps this is on it as well, the forthcoming LP, Plastic Apple, by MLO. And here are The Wedding Present and a track from their current LP, which is, again, extraordinarily well-reviewed. I don't know why I keep telling you this, as though you were even remotely interested, but I do anyway. This is Dream World.
I don't know how many times I've tried to warn you, how many times I've heard you laugh and say, underneath it all, he's okay. Yeah, and how many times have you rang and sworn you'd given him one last chance and he'd let you down? Feel left out. Why not? just can't go on pretending. You 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 just can't go on pretending. I'm on my way right over there to lick your wounds. You know I'll always be here for you. You say you feel left out. Oh, I know exactly how to kill you.
You know, you make me want to shout was a good inclusion. I think that's a wedding present and Dream World, and it comes from that current. Sorry. This is awful. It's a terrible thing to do, as I say. This motorbike stuff is just really great. Some bloke whizzing across this mud flat full of confidence and really showing off. And he's now virtually disappeared in the mud. The bike just stopped and he carried on. Ah, terrific. I must get in touch with the company and get hold of a copy of this video. Perhaps we ought to have a competition, because it really is first class. Anyway, the LP is called Saturnalia, no question about that. And you may recall the catalogue of the Don Van Vliet Captain Beefheart art exhibition when it came to Europe, and possibly they used the same catalogue for the United States. I simply don't know. But with the sort of deluxe version of it, you got a CD of Don reading some of his poetry, and I had a copy of it, and I went to look for it the other day, and in fact, somebody has... I've still got the catalogue, but somebody's taken the CD out of the back, which is seriously wounding. I must admit, I'm very cross about that. But, just in time, somebody in Italy released a booklet, which is called... well, it's a CD-shaped book called Captain Beefheart, Pearls Before Swine, Ice Cream for Crows, which has got, well, you know, lots of one or two bits of his artwork, and it's all translated into Italian, but all the English stuff is there as well, of course, English language stuff, and some of his poetry, and just some of his thoughts and a little history of him and some of the musicians who've been through his bands and so on. So a useful book, but also the most useful aspect of it is that there's a little copy of the CD in there as well, and it includes this, which is Don Van Vliet reading Falling Ditch. Oh, come on, what has happened to... Oh, I'll tell you what's happened to it. I'll sort that one out in just a moment. What was it that I was going to play you there? Something has gone fantastically and excitingly wrong. Oh, no, there it goes. That's the one. This is it. I do beg your pardon. It really is lightheadedness brought on by illness. That's my excuse.
Falling ditch. When I get lonesome, the wind begin to moan. When I trip, falling ditch, somebody wanna throw the dirt right down. When I feel like dying, the sun come out, stole my fear and gone. Who's afraid of the spirit with the blues for bones? Who's afraid of the falling ditch? Falling ditch ain't gonna get my bones. How's that for the spirit? How's that for the things? Ain't my fault the things gone wrong. When I'm smiling, my face wrinkles up real warm. When I'm frowning, things just turn to stone. Falling ditch ain't gonna get my bones. When I get lonesome, the wind begin to moan. Falling ditch ain't gonna get my bones.
Well, as I pointed out when I played that before, it doesn't sound at all well, but Polly Harvey, when she was down in our house doing some recording the other day, which she was for my domestic programmes, just a little name-dropping there, I hope you're impressed, said that she'd spoken to him on the phone recently and he didn't sound too bad, so let's hope that he's kind of holding his own. Such a great man. Don Van Vliet and Falling Ditch, and as I say, that comes from an Italian booklet and CD called Pearls Before Swine, Ice Cream for Crows. And the track of which I gave you a brief taste of beforehand was from Impala, and it's called Yes Siree. The composer of that is Houston. I suppose that's Joe Houston, but I don't know for sure. Impala, though, on this occasion, from a 7-inch EP on Estrus Records, for this occasion renamed Estrus Rib Shack, or perhaps that's their address. Anyway, it says, here Impala play R&B favourites, and that's just one of them. It says, spicy, torrid, fuel-injected action, daring adult entertainment. Yes Siree was the title of it. And from February, I mean, a band of that name, That Girl.
No.
I should say something DJ-like, I don't remember a better February, but you'd hate me for it if I did, I think. That was February, the band of that name. A track from an LP, Even the Night Can't Tell You from a Star. That was called That Girl. And this is Creeper. That's Chris Liberator again, this time trading as Creeper, and the track's called Speaker Crack. And this very morning I got a new single from Biss, and I don't think it's going to be in the shops for about a month now. It's interesting, really, how about 6 months ago, the music press, they were like the band. It was a Biss, fantastic, everything they do, utterly wonderful, we love them. And already they've turned their backs on them a little bit, I think, but, you know, I still care for what they do. This is the new single, as I say, which is called Star Bright Boy. EP that appears to be called the Atom Powered Action EP, Biss, and I suppose the lead track, I mean it's the first one on the first side of it anyway, Star Bright Boy is the title of it, all of it on Ouija Records. And here's something new from Merge Records. I sound a lot perkier now, don't I? I think I must have... Dennis gave me some rather disgusting... It'd been somebody at the door had handed in a bag of what are called some like... What are the apple flapjacks or something? I don't know what they are. Anyway, no apple in them at all, just a lot of pastry and sugar. But it seems to have done the trick, really. Anyway, this is Spent on Chapel from Merge Records from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a track called Umbrella Wars.
Conversation. Well, not a conversationalist.
That's really nice, I think. Spent is the name of the band on Merge Records from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The LP is called A Seat Beneath the Stairs, and beneath the chairs, actually. And to take us up to the news, the Power Steppers, The Enclosure.
This is Sarah Starling with the BBC News. The news from BFBS London.
Right above the lies.
That's a new single from Revelino from Dublin. It's called Step On High. You're listening to John Peel's Music on BFBS. And when I finish this programme, I've got to go off and do a little TV work. That's the kind of exciting thing that happens to you if you choose a career in showbiz. And what I've got to do is they phoned me up and said, look, we'd like to film you, like reading you some poetry, you know. And I said, yeah, I suppose, you know, I suppose if you want to do that. Because they want to, I suppose they're just going to put it in, like, you know, little extracts of poetry read by different people throughout the day or throughout the night. I mean, I have no idea, frankly, what they're going to do with it at all. They may use it to blackmail me in subsequent years. I simply just don't know. But they asked me which poem I wanted to choose, and you know, they said anything you like. Somebody, if you didn't do Keats, we'd be quite grateful because somebody's got a bit of Keats in, and Blake and stuff like that. So I chose Teenage Dreams, So Hard to Beat, Every Time She Walks Down the Street. Get a lump in my throat every time I hear that, you know. The Undertones, of course, and Teenage Kicks. And the pig has promised that it'll be played at my funeral. And let's hope that isn't too soon. Although I must admit, with this cold, I feel as though it could come in the next few minutes. Well, next week or so, anyway. These are the Volcanoes. And very nice too. Yet another LP of sort of vaguely surfy instrumentals, this time from the Volcanoes. Again, it's on Estrus Records, isn't it? I think it is. And hold on, is it? Yes, Estrus Crunch on this occasion. The LP is called Surfquake, and that was Whirlpool. And just to show that Dennis does a load of work in the week while I'm poncing around at home, he's still getting on with stuff for the programme. And if you remember in the last week's edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS, we played Bill Haley's Rockin' Through the Rye. And I questioned then what. There's a reference to Maxwell Town in it. And I didn't know what that was, and Dennis had a theory. I've forgotten what his theory was, but it turns out that Maxwell Town used to be on the southern bank opposite Dundee. Did you say Dundee?
Dumfries.
Dumfries, almost the same. Both begin with D-U. Dumfries, anyway. And at some stage in the 1930s, the two amalgamated to become, well, Dumfries. I must have been to Maxwell Town, because I've been to Dumfries, and I approached it from the south. So there you are. And I bet there's a lot of you who've been sitting up late at nights thinking, I wonder what that Maxwell Town exactly means. You know, where is it? I wonder. Can we go there? A pilgrimage, perhaps, would be indicated at this stage. This is Robert Armani. excellent LP, ends very suddenly, but I'm right in there as soon as it does. Robert Armani, and that's called Destruction. It comes from the LP Spectacular. And this is a single by Flying Saucer Attack. Well, it's a split single with Jessamine on the other side, and this is At Night. That's another band that was rumoured to have shut up shop and gone away. I'm glad they haven't, though. Flying Saucer Attack, and that's At Night, with me talking over the top of it. And, as I say, it's on a 7-inch single with a track by Jessamine on the other side. And during the week, for some reason which I've now forgotten, at Peel Acres, we had an outburst of Shadows tunes, because I thought to myself, you know, having heard Dick Dale play at full volume and then played his records at immense volume subsequently, I wondered whether the Shadows tunes would sound sort of better if you played them incredibly loud. And it turns out that they do. Here is one of them. We'll be right back. Sounds pretty good to me, I must say. From 1961, The Shadows. I hope you listen to that appropriately loud. This is John Peel's music on BFBS. The tune's called Savage. And this is Birdskin. Seven-inch single from Birdskin, and it's, oh, goodness me, I can't remember, frankly, I can't pronounce the bloke's name, so we just have to settle for it being Birdskin, but one of the members of the ensemble recorded a solo LP under the name Plover, that's what it was, and played a few tracks from that, you may recall, if you're a regular listener to John Peel's music on BFBS. And now, an oldie, really, because they don't seem to be making records these days, which is a great pity. In fact, nobody seems to be making records like this these days. Again, a great pity. La Nouvelle Génération.
Mobali nanda kwe kozala ka confidence. Soki wasite bola linza la mutsa mola pange kati makambo.
Ma vigilance est à la nabino.
Oh, et ça la peine ailleurs. Au tanyo kabuka viki la dana et babali ambumae.
Oh.
An all-too-rare opportunity for you to brush up on your Zipumpa Pumpa with La Nouvelle Génération de la République Démocratique, to give them their full name. And that was Vigilance, or I suppose more accurately, Vigilance. Do you know what the note on the back of this says? It says they're like Biss, only good. B-I-T-C-H. That's Dweeb and their current single, which is called No Hit Wonder. And if you were listening to this programme, was it last week, the week before that, or perhaps both weeks, I played you tunes from an LP by David McCallum, or a compilation, a CD compilation of stuff taken from various vinyl LPs that he made back in the 1960s. The LP is called Open Channel D, and I think because you behaved yourself and you washed behind your ears, you deserve another track.
Shadows, come out in the sunlight and see what you're missing on my carousel. Upon my carousel, ride on a future or sit on a memory, cling to a dream as it twirls you around. Faces go past in a wave of self-pity. My friend, you'll forget it up here, off the ground. Up here, off the ground. You can't see a thing when you're standing down there, and you feel you're the smallest in all of the crowd. Faces are crying. They've given up trying because they believe everything sung to the crowd. That it's sung to the crowd.
Thank you very much, David. We loved it. I wonder who told him that it'd be a good idea to shout all of that. Anyway, David McCallum, predating the famous Finnish shouting choir by a decade or two, I'd say. And that's My Carousel from the LP on Revola Records, Open Channel D. And there's more wonderful stuff on there for sure. Oh, my goodness me. This is Paul Van Dyk, MFS Records, Berlin. And very nice, too. That's Paul Van Dyke. I thought there was more of it, funnily enough. It must have been the next track, I guess. Heaven is the title of that, though, and it comes from... Well, on vinyl, it's a double LP on MFS Records from Berlin called Seven Ways. And this next is by Trusty, yet another... I mean, obviously, at the moment, as I keep pointing out, there are just so many records. I mean, you know, the amount of stuff that comes in every day is really quite frightening at times. You just... I carry it through into my room and think, where am I going to put this? And there's just piles upon piles upon piles upon... Things like tax returns and stuff all mixed up with them as well. I shall end up in prison, I know I will. But anyway, one of the ones that I did get a chance to listen to this week is by Trusty on Discord Records from, actually based in, oh, there you go, in Washington. Sorry, I thought there was an English address for him as well. But the LP is called The Fourth Wise Man, and from Trusty, this is Dear Diary. Kids with their eyes on the stars. That's Trusty on John Peel's Music from BFBS. The track's Dear Diary from the LP on Discord Records, The Fourth Wise Man. And these are the Halibuts, and this is an LP which I've thoroughly enjoyed. I'm reaching the end of it now because I'm going to work my way through it in a very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A very organised sort of way from track one down to track 11, I think is about what I'm about to play now. Don't play them all, but why do I tell you these things as though you're even remotely interested? But from the Halibuts, this is Nightcrawler anyway, and the LP is Life on the Bottom.
Now this one's coming out to John.
No, no, come on, that's not right. This is the one. This is the one. Well, I do apologise for the fact that this has been a rather untidy programme, but I've reached that stage in my cold, in the very early stages of it, you know, when you feel, first of all, you feel as though somebody has smeared the inside of all of your clothes with glue and they're stuck to your body, but also where you feel as though you're having some kind of out-of-body experience. But even now, as I speak to you, I feel it sounds like somebody else's voice in my head, and I feel positively dislocated, so I apologise for the fact that I think four times I've played the wrong record, but to recover very quickly. Those were the Halibuts, though, on Upstart Records from West Somerville in... I guess Massachusetts, and the LP's called Life on the Bottom. That was Nightcrawler. And the track that I gave you a very brief and involuntary preview of was by Dub Doctor, and it was played, as you can imagine, for very obvious reasons, which you'll very quickly be able to detect. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS, and I hope you'll be with us again at the same time next week. Until then, goodbye.
Now this one's going out to John Peel and Radio 1 Massive. This is Dr. Dub, yeah.
Radio. BFBS.